He's BJ Kissel, and I'm Pete Sweeney. This is your Arrowhead update for Tuesday, October 13th. The big news right now is obviously the injury to Jamaal Charles. He injured that right knee. Preliminary reports said on Sunday that it was a torn ACL, but there was an MRI on Monday. Coach Reed said that if Jamaal Charles can't go the rest of the year, they would look in-house first to replace him. So it should be interesting to see what happens with the Chiefs.
Yeah, Coach Reed talked about the two guys, Sharkhandrick West and Niall Davis, two guys that we've seen out on the field. I also talked a little bit about Spencer Ware, who's on the practice squad right now, and talked a little bit about the differences between the running backs. Niall Davis is more your downhill guy, a little bit bigger, a little bit more physical than Sharkhandrick West, who's a little closer to Jamaal Charles. Obviously, nobody's Jamaal Charles, the Chiefs' all-time leading rusher. But as far as skill set goes, he's a little bit smaller, a little bit more shifty, and that they were going to start looking in-house. He confirmed that he hadn't yet talked to general manager John Dorsey on any outside guys that they might be able to bring in, but they would talk later in the day. But either way, it's going to be a different offense for the Chiefs moving forward. So much of this offense revolved around Jamaal Charles and everything that he was able to do, and obviously that's going to change going forward.
Again, the MRI was on Monday morning. We should find out officially the status of Jamaal Charles moving forward today. Right now, the Chiefs will be in the community today, and they'll return to practice on Wednesday.
Yeah, they'll be back preparing for the Minnesota Vikings. Obviously, at 1-4, there's a lot of urgency. Coach Reed talked about that on Monday as well, of getting this thing right. And I know they've talked about it the last couple of weeks, but there's two ways they can handle this. They can respond and go out there, practice hard, try to get the thing moving in the right direction, or they can sit back and they can make excuses and do all the negative things that we know that's not their MO, that's not how they operate. So their one option that they've got is go out there, work hard, try to get this thing fixed, and we expect them to do it. Hopefully it happens a little sooner rather than later. Hoped it would have happened before, but that's the only option they have right now.
That's right. So stay with Chiefs.com today for the official status of Jamaal Charles moving forward. And stay with us the rest of the week. Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday will be Chiefs practice, and then they'll head to Minnesota on Saturday for that Sunday contest with the Vikings. For BJ Kissel, I'm Pete Sweeney. This has been your Arrowhead update for Tuesday, October 13th.
65 toss power draft.